Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hey, it's Katie Neal. Welcome back to the Katie and Company podcast. This week on the show, we had Cole Swindell, who is on fire right now. He's having back-to-back consecutive number one songs, and he's celebrating 4 weeks on top of the chart right now with his song, She Had Me at Heads Carolina. He is the only artist to have done that so far in 2022, and I think he's probably going to be the only one all year. We had a great time catching up, talking about all of his success lately, the CMA nominations, working with Lainey Wilson, and of course, building a new house. Cole Swindell, he's got a lot going on, but we had a great time catching up, and I hope you enjoy my conversation with Cole.
Cole Swindell, how are you?
Good, good. Always good to see you. How you been?
I've been really good. It's good to see you too. Let's talk about how you're about to have your third consecutive multi-week number one. Are you okay right now?
It's crazy that the way things are going. It's just I can't help but just be happy about it. I mean, it's I dreamed of this, but you know, to have three that are back to back like that, or it's changing my life by the day, man. Crazy.
Do you feel like you found like a good luck charm or something? Like, are you attributing this to anything?
I don't know. I think, I think being 3 years in the making, the album, you know, not having new music out. And I think, you know, finally getting that finished. But, you know, She Had Me at Heads Carolina was literally the last song I recorded for this album. And I can't imagine. I mean, imagine if that wasn't on there, if this wasn't my current song. It's scary to think about, actually. But it's been, you know, live shows, everything. It just feels like everything's clicking. And I remember telling Lainey when we recorded Never Say Never that I thought that song was going to do big things for both of us. And it's here we are, you know, and to follow it up with something like She Had Me at Heads Carolina, that's what you hope for, but it doesn't always happen like this. So I'm just going to enjoy it.
You're on a roll. And then this is your fastest rising number one also, right? That's crazy too, because I feel like we just talked about the song and you were getting ready to release it, and now here we are ready. That's got to feel good.
I mean, it does, and that's what you know your dream of that. It's always been artists I've looked up to or whatever, you know, Chesney or McGraw, like songs that climb the charts that fast, and you're like, how does that even happen? You know, what is that like? And so I have to pinch myself every now and then to realize, like, this is my song. Like, this is it's really happening. So but yeah, there's a lot of people to thank, a lot of people that make this possible. But to get the reaction from the fans and know that they love it, and you know, it's just so much fun to play live too. I mean, we're starting to end the shows with it, and it's a different level of energy that our set, you know, hasn't had, and it's changing everything.
That's awesome. That's kind of surprising for you to be ending the set with it now, because what have you been ending with really the last 2 years?
We usually end with, you know, Ain't Worth the Whiskey or Flatline or something up. Let me see you, girl, something like that. But now it's got to the point where once we play that, it's like everything else. I mean, there are literally people showing up at shows just to see that song. And I don't know that I've ever had a song that people came just to see that song, you know, but it's pretty crazy. The crowds are loving it. And we're going to start with this tour. We're about to kick off. We're going to start closing the show with it. So I'm looking forward to seeing how that works.
That's awesome. Do you have anything fun planned to celebrate this next number one?
No, we were just talking about it. I don't know what we're going to do, but we need to do something. Like I said, we've been very fortunate, but you know, they don't all happen like this, and they're not all this big. So I don't know. We got to find something cool to do.
Something
got a lot
special
of people to thank.
For sure. When talk about writing this song with Ashley Gourley and Jesse Frazier and Thomas Rhett, who had like the initial idea to put the spin on this song?
You know, me, I was talking to my publishers, Rusty Guest and Anna Wiseband, and they were just talking about, you know, it'd be cool if you put a spin on a classic, you know, 90s country. They know what a big 90s country fan I am, and a lot of people, everybody is, you know, I think. So I don't know how we exactly picked that song, though. I mean, I think that's what surprised a lot of people is we picked a Jody Messina song. There's so many great songs, but the I think the original idea, me and Thomas Rhett were talking just about, you know, if we did Heads Carolina, like how would we do that other than walking in and a girl being up there singing it on karaoke, which I'm sure happens all the time here in Nashville and all over the country. So, you know, that was the original thought. Me and Thomas Rhett, both being from Georgia, I think we both knew we had to at least throw our state in there too. So after that, you know, we took it to Gourley and Frazier, and we obviously got in touch with the original writers, Tim Nichols and Mark D. Sanders, that wrote Joe D's version, and they were, you know, honored that we would pick their song to do it. So they're writers on this one as well. And I don't know, it was a group effort, but, and I, just the pressure, I mean, we were, I was missing like dates to turn in my album by the day, you know, and I just knew this song could be special. I literally kind of told a little fib to my record label. I told them that I was almost done with this song that me and Thomas Rhett were writing, and he was going to sing on it with me, which we were not almost done with it. And he didn't even end up singing on it, but I just knew it could be special. And, but I don't think they mind at this point, but it really is crazy. The story that, you know, this is the last one we recorded. And then I don't know if anybody listening has heard, but Jody Messina's story about her recording, Heads Carolina, that was the last song she recorded on her album.
Stop and it.
It's just like that kind of stuff. It's like that doesn't just happen. I think it's just meant to be. And for me to, you know, shed some light, to think that there's kids out there that have never heard the original. I mean, if that, you know, and think about them going back to listen to that and just probably a lot of other 90s country songs. So I feel like I owe that to all those artists that I looked up to as a kid. And now that me and Jody are our friends and text pretty regularly, you know, we're looking forward to hopefully doing some fun things together with the song. But I don't know. It's just crazy. If you'd have told me as a kid that I'd be in this spot right now with, you know, my version of Heads Carolina, it's crazy. So,
yeah, it's awesome. You've like breathed new life into this amazing song. What was it like getting to know Jody Messina on the set for the music video? Cause that was cool that she was
That was literally, that wasn't a act. Like that was really the first time I met her. I thought we might would have at least got to say hello off camera or something, but she was getting ready. I was getting ready and we ended up just meeting right there in the bar that we filmed it in. And she was so sweet. I mean, you know, me getting a chance to just tell her what a fan I was and that, you know, this was all I think is going to be great for everybody, you know, and I wanted her to be a part of the video and, you know, performances, whatever it may be. I want her to be as much of a part of it as she wants to be, because I wouldn't have this song without her and the original, you know, the songwriters. So I think it's fun to share it now and seeing her video she posts of her concerts and the crowds going nuts, which I'm sure they always do. But it's pretty cool that to know that, you know, we're kind of sharing this together. And, you know, I'm looking forward to seeing what happens if, you know, performances and all that stuff. So
definitely. And then I'm sure you've been asked this a lot, but since the song is about karaoke, what is your go-to karaoke song? And you can't say Heads Carolina.
Oh yeah. I'm not going to say that one. wow. Probably Carrying Your Love With Me, George Strait's always been just a classic go-to. And, but I feel like it's kind of me being a country artist, it's probably not the fun. Most people pick fun stuff, other genres and all that. I'm like, no, nope, I'm just staying.
Stay my lane. Yeah. I love that. I'm so excited for you. You're on fire. You're on such a roll. And this being like the third single to go number one from the album, like that's also got to feel really good about just this project in general.
Yeah. I mean, that doesn't happen. It's crazy. You know, my debut album, I think I had four number one, and it's not happened since, just the way, you know, music's consumed and how long it takes for songs to move. Yeah. And to already have three off an album that, you know, I think is changing everything for us. You know, I could not be happy for us and the songwriters. I mean, there's a lot of songs that deserve to see country radio that don't get a chance to, because it's, you know, you're making another one, you got to release a different album. And, but this one, I think, you know, having these three and wondering what's next, which I don't know how you top this. So
I was going to say, what's next?
You know, we've got a couple of good options, but that's, you know, I think when you're making an album, I try to take some of those decisions off the table by recording the best thing, writing or recording the best songs I can. So when we get in this situation, it's, you know, whatever. It's still a hard choice sometimes, but I think mm-hmm. it's a good choice either way we go. And just trying to listen to the fans and seeing what, you know, there's a few that we've got our eye on. But from what I hear, I think this one's going to be staying around for a minute. So I'm good with, I've never had a song like this that I had. I'm usually trying to speed them up, wondering when you know, they're going to get to where they're going. And now it's like, let's hold on. Like, this moment isn't over yet. We, a lot of life left in the song. And just to think the album's only, like you just said, only been out a few months, and to have three number ones from it is just, I don't know how to
it's so explain awesome.
It really is. Yeah.
That's awesome. And then on top of all of this going on, you also recently picked up some CMA nominations with Lainey. Yeah. Talk about your reaction to that news.
You know, it's been a minute, you know, whether it's, you know, we were there where they weren't having award shows or doing them in person, all that. Now mm-hmm. I haven't been to an award show in a while, I don't think so. To be there and to be going back and be nominated, it's right here in Nashville. That was a good feeling to wake up to. They always do those things early in the morning. So, I'm used to waking up being like, oh man, you should have been nominated, whatever. And I'm like, hey, you don't do it for the awards, but it is nice to to be recognized by the, you know, industry. 'Cause this is where I moved to chase this dream. So to know that, you know, people are recognizing you for all the work that people don't see, you know, and then also to be nominated with Lainey.
I'm sure you got a great text from her.
I'm so excited. That's what, I mean, I wouldn't even talk about my nominations with her. I was talking about all hers when I was texting her. So I'm just so, you know, excited to be a small part of her nominations. But I think, you know, this song, I remember telling her from day one that this was going to get us to whatever the next level is for both those. I feel like that's a good start. And her career is doing with something that I think it would have happened without this song, but I'm very glad that she was cool enough to sing on this with me. And that if it's helped in some small way, get her to where she's headed. 'Cause that's, she's got a bright future, and I'm a huge fan of hers. So I'm excited to be nominated with her, but then also just to, you know, watch her career grow as it's going now. It's amazing.
It's so funny, because I think it was probably like a year and a half ago, I asked you, and this is like pre Never Say Never, and I was like, what artists are you really excited about right now? And you were like, Lainey Wilson. So you've been saying this since day one. And I think that, you know, I know she so appreciates that.
Well, yeah, but I, you know, and I want people to know it's a big deal that, you know, for her to sing on it with me, you know, yeah, I asked her to do it, but that's because I believe in her. And I knew that I felt like the fans would love that. And we didn't even know our voices would blend like that. I mean, that's just a cool thing that it turned out the way it did. And I think, you know, like I said, it's the stepping stone to wherever we're going next in our careers. And I'm just glad that we get to share that together. She's just a great human and incredible writer, artist, all that, actress. I mean, she's,
you know. I know. And then on top of all the great things going on, CMA's number ones, you also recently announced that you're going back to Crash My Playa with Luke, which is always a fun thing to look forward to in January. What's your favorite part about playing that show?
I don't know. I had to take a few. I went to the first two they ever had, and then I had to take a break for the next few years. Yeah, it's an absolute blast, though. And, you know, that was just something that, like I said, we hadn't done it in a few years. And I think I think I'll be staying where I did last time, but I mean, the first 2 years we did it, I mean, I stayed the same hotel the fans did. We hung out at the pool. I mean, it was a madhouse. It was crazy. So I'm probably not going to do that this time, but I think that's the best part, is just seeing, you know, country music fans together and on vacation. That's kind of a different, usually just at a concert, not several days of it. But yeah, you got Luke, and there's all kind of people going to be there.
Lionel.
Yeah, that's going to be nuts. And then I think that, you know, Dustin always throws a big pool party, and there's all kinds of things going on. But like I said, it's been a few years, so I don't know. I might need someone to show me the ropes again. But we're going to be there, and I'm sure it'll be a good way to kick off the new year. So
yeah, I'm sure it'll be great. And then how's everything else going? The last time I talked to you, you were like starting to build a house or something.
Yeah,
how's that?
Yeah, still coming along. So hopefully, you know, sometime next year we'll have it done. I knew it was going to be a little more complicated than I wanted it to be, but it's,
are you hitting like the good,
it's just, what's that?
Are you hitting like the decision fatigue process yet?
Yeah, I mean, I can't. It's just overwhelming. Yeah, it's like, man, this is a, you know, obviously my dream was to always live on a golf course, but this, you got to make too many decisions, man. I know what I like when I see it, not having to pick everything. So
it's, yeah, like what paint, what handles, what.
Yeah, there's some great folks out there that have been helping me. So it's going to be good. I'm just ready to get it done. But I think, you know, it'll be sometime, hopefully next year. So
yeah, always takes a while. Well, it was super good to see you.
Always good to see you. Yeah.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. Oh, oh,
oh, O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Oh, 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 O'Reilly
Auto Parts. T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.